you Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
From the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden in New York, we've got the San Jose Sharks and the New York Rangers tonight. But today we've got the Morning Skate Show. And Drew, I always get jacked up coming into this city and into this building. How about you?
Well, you was basically where you grew up, wasn't it?
Basically.
In the Madison Square Garden is where you watched most of your hockey growing.
October of 1971, my very first NHL game. It was the Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins, because that was one of those new expansion teams back then. So those were the games my uncle could get tickets. We come to the game, a 1-1 tie. Pete Stemkowski's playing for the Rangers, my future partner. And it was also a kind of a portent of things to come, because the Sharks played the Penguins in the final.
That's something. The fact that Pete Stemkowski was playing and you watched him then later on in life, you guys are broadcast partners for the San Jose Sharks, is amazing.
Wacky.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Madison Square Garden. It's the most famous arena in the world. There's so many things going on. They've got a big UFC fight coming up, but on Saturday, they've got all kinds of...
And they're complaining about that. The guys are grumbling, all the crew, and at the Garden is saying, these guys take over the entire building and they kick us out. Yes. We can't even be in here. It's like a Secret Service or something.
UFC comes in as their own entity and they take over everything. But it is still, that's the arena that you want to go to. You look up and you see all the names, and you were mentioning that for years they didn't have a retired jersey, and now they've got a bunch of them up on. You see the Billy Joel 150 concerts, you see all kinds of things, and you go, this is the world's most famous arena for a reason.
Boy, it sure is. Last night there was a Knicks game there too. Yeah. It just never changes.
Yeah, the night before that was Winnipeg and the Rangers.
Speaking of which, you were at that game, and you got a chance to watch the Winnipeg Jets. I suppose it wasn't all that different than the game that they played against the San Jose Sharks in the respect of the way that they took control.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Rangers come out the first shift, and they're a good dump-in team. People don't understand. It's a very skilled team, the Rangers, but they play a very basic style. So they use their speed. They get it in. Hellebuck makes a couple of great saves. Boom. Winnipeg goes down. Bang, bang, they score. And every time that the Rangers responded, and they did respond in the game, Winnipeg came back with a goal in a row. Although I will say this with the Rangers, it was more on Winnipeg capitalizing on the Rangers' mistakes than it was, say, Winnipeg dominating the game. But once Winnipeg gets it, they're on their way. The Rangers, their problem is right now they're turning the puck over too much. Their problem is that in their own zone, they're not closing off time and space enough. I think they gave Winnipeg too much space. And I'm watching the last couple of their games. I don't think they're playing as on their toes as they have to, and pressuring in their defensive zone. But when you've got a goaltender like Igor Shesterkin, you can maybe give a team a couple of chances. But the situation with the New York Rangers is they're highly skilled. They have got some dangerous, dangerous players. They've got one of the best goaltenders, and arguably the best goaltender in the world. And they're being judged right now on the fact that they were the President's Trophy winners and not playing up to that President's Trophy standard right now. And maybe can they win a Stanley Cup potential right now? But it is only November.
It is only November. And by the way, just by way of explanation, people are wondering, well, how come you weren't at the Ranger game and how come Drew was there? Well, the answer is I was visiting my 90-year-old dad, and I think that I'm allowed.
Yeah, that trumps everything for sure.
Well, now, let's talk about this game, because, first of all, the spotlight definitely is bigger in New York, no matter what you do. The NHL offices are here. Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, their first years in the league, are coming into this. They've already been asked to go over to the NHL offices. They sat down with Gary Bettman. They had a lot of different types of treatment that, you know, on a normal basis doesn't really occur. So this is the first time they're going to be facing these big lights. They've handled everything well, but what do you think goes through their mind?
I don't know. I'm watching them today in practice, and, you know, those two kids are, they're just, every day seems to be like, yeah, okay, no problem. Handle them, okay. But there's got to be a sense of excitement there, right? I mean, there's got to be a sense of holy mackerel, we're in Madison Square Garden, New York City. Last year we were, you know, they were great, and BC and BU, I mean, they visited some great places. But now you're going to play against the New York Rangers. And I go back to the first year with the Sharks and skating around the original buildings, old Chicago Stadium, Madison Square Garden, Montreal Forum, Maple Leaf Gardens, and Joe Louis Arena, and, well, that wasn't the original back then. But
this wasn't the original garden.
Right, this wasn't the original garden. I can't, by the way, I can't believe they're thinking of trying to move this one. But anyway.
They can't move.
No, they can't. But I remember skating around the old Montreal Forum with Patty Fillon, and he came by and he goes, what do you think? And I said, I cannot believe I am skating around here at the Montreal Forum before an NHL game. Anyway, me too. This absolutely blows my mind. And so they've got that in them, you know. Every young player has got to be coming in going, wow, this is something. And it is. There's a special feeling to it.
Will Smith told me, he says, hey, I'm from Boston. That's special. But I've played that in that building for the Beanpot. But he said, this is right there with him for thrills. And you know what? Mikhail Granlund told me this today. He said, this is his favorite road building to play in because of all this. He just loves this. He wants to soak in the atmosphere. And by the way, today, the head coach and the assistant coach of the Finnish national team for the Four Nations Cup are here. I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to be on the team. He's got to be on the team. But, you know, we bumped into them, and, you know, one is Jari Lehtinen, whom we've seen somewhere. I'm like, what's Jari Lehtinen doing here? And I go, oh, yeah, he's coaching that team.
Yeah, one of the greatest players we've seen in those days with Dallas, where he was such a fierce competitor. But, yeah, Mikhail Granlund's on that team. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. And there's a couple of weeks, they've got to make their announcement who's on, who's off. Yep.
We'll see if he gets on. Meanwhile, for tonight's game, the other thing that's been going on in this road trip is very slowly, the foundations for good things are happening here with San Jose. Over the course of the last 8 games, they've got a better record than the Rangers do. They're 5-2-1 in their last 8 games. Rangers are 4-4. So that kind of tells you the desperation that's going to come out and the push from the crowd here tonight for the home team. But I want to focus on two guys, and this is going to be on my Sharks warm-up pregame show tonight with Jason Demers joining me. Two young defensemen on the Sharks have been asked to do a lot more than maybe a lot of rookies otherwise would, and that's Jack Thompson and Henry Thrun. And I think that defense is the hardest position to kind of learn in the NHL. But they seem to be just taking this in stride and taking on that responsibility with zeal, albeit with the experience of the back-to-back in Philly, where maybe that second night it was a little harder.
We talked about Henry and Jack in our pregame rush in the Philly game. What they do that is really, I think, for their age, quite unique, is that they don't compound their mistakes when they're on the ice. They don't chase it. They make a mistake, they try to reset and get back to the right position. So during it, young players often will try to fix what they just made a mistake of. They don't do that. They just reset and they get back to a composed situation. You can see that both Jack and Henry are very confident young men and growing day by day in how they're playing. And they're playing some top minutes and they're playing some top players. So when you look at the future of the San Jose Sharks on the defense, they've got the 7th youngest defense in the National Hockey League. And if those two guys are any indication of what they have coming up, when you look at some of the guys on the Barracuda, and you look at Shakir, you look at Luca Cagnoni, you look at Fritz, I really like Cooley, you've got some really good young players there as well. So these guys are just the tip of the iceberg, really, literally, when you see what's coming up for the San Jose Sharks.
And Furlong, too.
Furlong, Jake, yeah, I like the way Jake plays as well. They've got a good stable of young players right now.
Well, the good stable of young players is going to have to do it today. We're on the air at 3:30. Jason Demers and I will have the call with the Sharks and the Rangers. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.